I'm a very proud man, stood here today, and people might be laughing at me by saying that, but that tells me everything about the group I'm working with and where we're at. Because, to be fair, the first half, you have to give credit to Newport. It's effective the way they play. You should never criticise how the opposition's set up. You should respect that because it's 11v11 at the end of the day. They're quite direct. They get balls in your box. They've got long throws from both sides. And, you know, we've not quite dealt with that as well as we have done today. You know, we've been done by two set plays, third phase set plays as well, so that's disappointing. But the response I got from the players in the second half tells me everything about the group and how together they are and how committed they are to achieve what we're trying to achieve for this football club. So I stand here today very, very proud.
Okay. Let's start with the from the beginning then. Why were they so hard to deal with in that first half, or why didn't you deal with them as well, maybe?
Physicality. You know, there's a little bit of mismatch out there at times. We're obviously, you know, we try and play football 4-4-2, get it wide, get it in the box. We've got obviously smaller players than they have, so just a little bit of mismatch at times in certain areas. And it's difficult when they're putting probably 100 balls in your box. You know, something is going to drop. You know, that's their game plan. They're very effective at what they do. You have to give credit to where they've come from. I was speaking to Justin last night in the hotel, and they finished 17 points behind Mansfield last season. So, you know, you have to respect Newport. They've come a long way. From our side of it, we've certainly come a long way. Again, you know, you talk about the unbeaten run. It's not just about the unbeaten run. It's about achieving that unbeaten run and what it takes to achieve that bit unbeaten run. And what it takes is what you've seen out there in the second half. The togetherness, the spirit, the endeavour of the players and the quality as well. You know, and that's why we've gone at 18 unbeaten. You know, last defeat in November, we're now talking about March. We're into March now. So, you know, we're disappointed, of course we are, to concede late again. You know, they'll be back home there in Scunthorpe, really disappointed. I'm with you on that one. But if you've been here today and watched the game, you've seen a fully committed, certainly second-half performance from a group of players that have given everything for Scunthorpe United.
How much did you feel you were going away with 3 points?
Oh, massively, because we dominated the second half. We played some good football, and it's very, very difficult on a, let's be honest, you know, a shocking pitch. It's the worst pitch we've played on this season. First half, it was just about trying to weather their storm. We got drawn into the way they play a little bit by playing back to front, which played into their hands. Second half, we showed spirit, and what we showed second half as well is that composure on the ball that's allowed us to build through, get the ball on the floor, which we've done all season, and create opportunities and two terrific goals. Gutted for everybody involved that we've not seen out the game, because I think over the 90 minutes play, you know, first 45 was Newport's, but over 90 minutes we were the better team.
What's happened on the equaliser?
It's just a corner. You know, they've gambled. They have to gamble the 2-1 down. They've chucked, I think, 7 in the box. Disappointing we not won first phase, second phase and third phase. But you look at the bicycle kick from the lad. It's a terrific finish, but his boots, you know, right in Christian's face. Seen him disallowed, but, you know, you have to say it's a terrific finish from the lad. But we're disappointed. We usually win 9 out of 10 first balls that get thrown into our box. But saying that, you look at the performance of his two centre-halves today as well. Again, you'd have to say 9 times out of 10 when the ball comes in the box, they head it out. They've been colossus for us today. Absolutely different class, along with the rest of the group.
You said two very good goals, but how deserving was Paddy Madden of his, given the work rate as well?
Yeah, that's what Paddy's all about. I had to sort of calm him down a little bit half-time. He was really aggrieved with what happened out on there, and had to make sure that, you know, we kept 11 players on the pitch, because that's so important to achieve what we're trying to achieve. He was on a yellow card.
Silly booking?
Yeah, you have to say. Yeah, and it's what it does, it opens it up then for the referee, you know, yourself, one or two fouls, and Niall was the same a little bit today, you know, treading on thin ice a little bit, although, you know, as a centre-back myself, he's probably made 2 or 3 fouls in the game and he's close to sending off. I think that's how the game's changed over the years, but we have to change with it and we have to manage those situations.
Okay. What does this do now that in terms of it's another draw? Are you a bit concerned now looking over your shoulder with Rochdale, and obviously Chesterfield have got to play on Monday? Does that concern you?
No, I don't feel concerned at all at the moment, because the group I'm dealing with, and whether we get top three or we don't get top three, of course that matters. But I'll tell you what matters to me is that how together they are and how much committed they are to Scunthorpe United. And I think the fans should be very proud of that. They should be disappointed that we've not seen the game out. But you look at, you know, performances and results over previous years. Scunthorpe fans now have got a team there that every time that they roll out onto a pitch, every time they pull a shirt on, they're 110% committed.
Okay. People talking about the pitch, you've mentioned the pitch again. Any grounds for complaint over it, about the condition of it, given it's a Football League pitch?
Yeah, absolutely shocking. And I didn't want to say that before the game, but me and you walked on it before the game, Mike, and it's soft in areas, it's rutted in areas, it's hard in areas, it's bald in areas. They've dug out channels in the far corner, the right wing area, which are so dangerous it's untrue, because they've dug the channels out and all they've done is fill them in with sand. Looks nice until somebody stands on it. It's dangerous.
Okay, fair enough. Just in terms of injuries, Gary McSheffrey, you didn't use him today in the end. Is that a long-term worry with his back?
Certainly hope not. He's had it before during his career, and he's hopefully okay after 3 or 4 days. That's not quite happened on this occasion. You know, he felt it late on Tuesday night. I wanted to use him. I spoke to him on the side. Can you give me half an hour? And to be fair, I wanted an honest answer, and he gave that, and it was, it's not quite right. So we had to go a different route. Keep come on and give us more impetus going forward. But overall, you know, you tinge of disappointment that we're not seeing a game out, but performance-wise, certainly second half, thought we were outstanding.